AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump says he'll push for lower taxes and says other countries should do the same.
With oil prices going down, I'll demand that interest rates drop immediately, and likewise, they should be dropping all over the world. Interest rates should follow us.
Trump spoke virtually from the White House a short time ago to the World Economic Forum. He promises global elites lower taxes if they bring manufacturing to the U.S. and threatens to impose tariffs if they don't. Metro Nashville police, along with federal and state investigators, are examining what they say are very concerning online writings and social media posts connected to the 17-year-old suspect in yesterday's fatal shooting at a Nashville high school. Nashville parent Samantha Dickerson says she confiscated her son's phone over the weekend, and that made for a tense time waiting to hear that he was okay.
When I heard his voice, I just broke down and started crying. I just thank God he was covered and nothing happened to him.
The shooting came nearly 2 years after another deadly school shooting in Nashville that ignited an emotional debate about gun control in Tennessee. Firefighters are battling to maintain the upper hand on a huge wildfire that swept through rugged mountains north of Los Angeles and left more than 50,000 people under evacuation orders. The Hughes Fire broke out Wednesday morning. In less than a day, it had charred nearly 16 square miles. The longest strike in decades by Las Vegas hotel workers has ended, with a new contract between the union and a casino where hundreds of employees had walked off the job in November. The Culinary Workers Union announced on the social media platform X that it had secured a 5-year deal for about 700 employees at Virgin Hotels near the Las Vegas Strip. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on the Oscar nominations.
Emilia Perez leads the Oscar nominations with 13, setting a record for a non-English language film. Another musical, Wicked, the smash Broadway adaptation, came with nearly as many nominations. John M. Chu's lavish Wizard of Oz riff scored 10 nominations, including Best Picture and acting nods for its stars, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. The nominees for Best Picture are Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. The Oscars will be held March 2nd in Los Angeles. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.